American business is built on trust. A UW-Madison professor who teaches a course in business history says the more trust in a deal, the less risk is involved. Colleen Dunleavy says colonial merchants had to trust their colleagues in a different city or country. She says the recent spate of corporate scandals highlights the fact that trust is just as important now as it was 200 years ago. Only now, investors can't put their trust in a company alone.
And over the 19th and 20th centuries, what's happened is that we've come to rely more and more on institutions, both private and government institutions, to ensure a certain, you know, fair dealing, if you will.
But what happens when government watchdogs and private accountants miss or even cover up corporate greed? Dunleavy says the government has to step in with policies to reassure investors. That's what happened after the stock market crash of 1929. Congress set up the Securities and Exchange Commission. In fact, Dunleavy sees a lot of similarity between the roaring 20s and the booming 90s.
Not only the bull market, a long bull market, but the way that small investors were pulled into the market as speculators, essentially. In other words, looking for speculative gains, not buying stocks because the companies had long-term earning power, but because they thought the price of the stock was going to go up.
But Dunleavy doesn't think the current scandals will result in a Great Depression. For one thing, too many Americans are invested for the government not to step in. As of 1998, she says 30% of Americans either owned individual stock or had holdings in retirement plans. Compare that to fewer than 10% of the population in the 1920s. So Dunleavy thinks the government should step in with reforms. She says investors may be less likely to hold on to their money if they see the SEC deal harshly with corrupt executives. For example, the commission is considering making CEOs personally responsible for the financial information they release. Dunleavy says investors also have a level of responsibility. The pervasiveness of the internet has made it very easy to invest, but she says people should take the quality of information available into account, not just the quantity of it. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.